.com/seminario.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Drive Time Show. That's right, it's Drive Time here on Vaughn Radio. And I am Kyle Miller. I'm still Kyle Miller after all these years. And if you want to send in questions, si tienes dudas, preguntas, you can send them in either by Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Right now we're live on Facebook, Grupo Vaughn. Grupo Vaughan, everybody, you can write in. William writes in and says, it's good for me to say hello from Honduras.
Qué lindo.
Qué lindo. Qué lindo. Yeah, cool. Honduras, we had a person from Nicaragua earlier. Nicaragua. Or was it? No, sorry, Guatemala. Guatemala. And William says, hey, Kyle, it's a pleasure for me to say hello. I'm learning English with Vaughn. Cool. If you have any questions, send them in, folks. If Facebook is easier for you than Twitter or Instagram, now's the moment.
¿Qué es mejor? ¿Qué es lo más recomendado?
Well, exactly. Whatever. Whatever you prefer. Whatever you prefer. Hey, why don't we go ahead with today's common mistake? I have some news.
Common mistakes.
Common mistakes. All right, everybody, our common mistake today. People make mistakes with until and up to. Up to. I will be there. Or we could say the water came until my knee. Hasta mis rodillas. But we would say it came up to my knees. So these are ways of saying hasta. Hasta. So hasta can be until or it can be up to. Until is used when you're talking about time. Hasta un momento. So I started this show at 6 o'clock and I will be here. I will be here until 7:30. I will be here until 7:30. Tomorrow I will start at 6 and I'll be here again until 7:30. Okay? Every day I'm on the radio until 7:30. I stay up. Usually I stay up at night until almost midnight. I go to bed a little bit before midnight. I stay up until midnight. Hasta las 12. And then I go to bed. But, up to is used for other things like the water came up to my ankles or up to my knees. I said, or this studio can hold or it can take up to six people. No, Tino? Up to six people. Hasta seis personas aquí. We can take up to six guests on the show. I think we've had more than that. We've had people sharing microphones. But really, I'm only comfortable with having up to. Hasta seis personas. Up to six people. Okay. So please don't make that mistake. People do confuse that a lot. Up to and until. Okay. Now, hey, our friend Born to Iron Man. He's out in Valencia. 104.7 FM in Valencia. Baugan Radio in Valencia. Tune in, folks. And he sends in some facts about taxi drivers in Spain, las taxistas. He says there are 65. Yeah, I said that was pretty close, right? I think I said 60 or 70,000. But there are in Spain, 65,000 taxistas. Okay. There you go. And Uber and Cabify, Uber y Cabify, as you say. Uber and Cabify, 9,000. Okay, and of the 65,000 licensed taxis, 12 or 13,000, but about 15,500 are in Madrid. 10,700 are in Barcelona. Very interesting. Some interesting statistics here. I didn't know this stuff. Agradecido. People are, Gino, we got a lot of shout outs today. We have people from all over the world. We have Rafa. He's in Montevideo, as they say down there, Uruguay. He says, it's a pleasure to say hello from Montevideo, Uruguay. Tino, do we have any music from Uruguay? That's my question for Tino, is do we have any? Could we hear a little Dame Algo? Dame Algo. Okay. This is for Rafa. This is para ti, Rafa. Little Uruguayan music. Little Uruguayan music today. Along with our Mexican music and everything else that we've had on this, let's say, eclectic edition of the Drive Time Show. But the show must go on, Tino. And Tino loves facts. So do I, right? We love facts here on the Drive Time Show. So let's go ahead with the section we call, And That's a Fact. It's a strange world we live in, ladies and gentlemen. A world where knowledge is power. A world where we strive to know as much as we can. Did you know that it's impossible to sneeze with your eyes open? Or that a shark can detect one part of blood in 100 million parts of water? Today's fact might not turn you into a genius, but you just might find it interesting. And that's a fact. Everybody, it's time for some facts about Mexico. Facts about Mexico? Okay, why? Yeah, I know. Great. Actually, no, instead of okay, why, I'd say, órale. Órale. Right? Órale. I could say, órale, güey. Better. Órale, güey. Hey, yo. Woo! Órale, órale. All right. Now, the Yucatan region of Mexico, get this, it was named after a misunderstanding. Un malentendido. Yeah, so the Spaniards, los españoles, llegaron ahí. The Spaniards arrived, and they asked what it was called. He said, hey, what was this called? And the locals said, Yucatan. But in their local language, Yucatan means no te entiendo en su idioma. Right? It means I don't understand. So someone comes up to me in some strange language and says, blah, 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 blah. And I say, I don't understand you. He says, ah, pues se llama, it's called I don't understand you.
C'est pas possible.
But the Spaniards thought they replied with the name of the place, so it went on to be called Yucatan. Interesting, right? Interesting. Another thing, the Mexicans, they work the longest days, Tino. Días más largos de trabajo. Yeah, they work the most number of hours per week and per day, 43 hours a week on average, 43 horas por semana, 2,255 hours per week. Sorry, per year. Excuse me, per year. Hmm. Okay, interesting. Another thing, Mexico. Don't think that Mexico, Mexicans only speak Spanish. Don't make that mistake. There are 68 languages, official languages in Mexico. This is a fascinating statistic. 68 idiomas. Now, yeah, officially recognized, but there are even more spoken in small regions. Like in Canada, we have 2 official languages. But then there are native languages, like the Indians, the natives, the Inuit have different languages, Cree, Mi'kmaq, all that in North America. But in Mexico, 68 official languages. Now, how about the Chihuahua dog? The Chihuahua? I don't know, the Chihuahua has Mexican origins. I knew that. Did you know that, Tino? Chihuahua. Chihuahua. It has become famous all over the world, but it does have origins in Mexico. Now, I remember one of the first notions of Spanish that I ever saw was from the Taco Bell? Taco Bell, the restaurants. They had an advertisement in the 1990s, in los años 90, with a little Chihuahua that speaks. And it was a great campaign. I need to find it. And he would say, you know, buenos dias, or something like that, the little Chihuahua. And he would say certain things. And so I think I learned a few. My first words of Spanish were from the Taco Bell dog, the Chihuahua. Anyway, also, here's a good one. Mexico is the world's largest Spanish-speaking country. Yeah. There are more Spanish speakers in Mexico than in Spain. Well, that's not hard to believe, right? That's not hard to understand because Mexico has over 100 million people. Well, I don't know I have no idea what the population of Mexico is, but it's much more than Spain because Spain has only about 47 million. Close to 47 million, I believe. All right. I'm just getting messages on so many platforms. I need to consolidate them because we have Tony writing in on Facebook. I'll get to you in a minute. Un momento, Tony. I'll get to you in a moment. But, Mexico has 100,000 taxis. Mexico is also the world's largest beer exporter. There you go. World's largest beer exporter, everybody. Okay. I want to go ahead with a question from a listener, Tino. Why don't we jump into that? Right? We'll skip our weird news today. Lo vamos a saltar. We're going to skip the weird news because we don't have time for everything, but I want to answer your questions in today's By Request.
By Request. Inglés a la carta.
The official drive time research team, also known as Tino, has reported that there are 130,000 people in Mexico. That's a lot of people. The world's largest Spanish-speaking country. An interesting fact about a similar thing is the world's largest French-speaking city is Paris. Claro. But what is the second largest French-speaking city in the world? Montreal, in Canada. Ah, curioso. At least I think so. All right, by request, this one comes from Tony. Tony! He says, hi, Kyle. Or, hello, Kyle, what an amazing program. Congratulations. Can you please help me to master the expression? Okay, first of all, to master, eso es llegar a dominar, which is really intense, to master something. You know, like I wouldn't even say that I have mastered the English language. I don't think you can master anything, really. Well, I guess you can, but to learn, let's just say learn instead of master. I think it's better, but master the expressions with, okay, likely, unlikely, and likelihood. Okay, so first of all, likelihood is a noun. Eso es sustantivo, likelihood, que es probabilidad. Tony, I hope you're listening. Likelihood is the probability. What is the likelihood of it raining tomorrow? ¿Cuál es la probabilidad? What is the likelihood of it raining tomorrow? Oh, it's quite likely. Es bastante probable. So probable would be likely. Es bastante probable. It's quite likely. So likely is an adjective. It's a likely outcome. Likely solution. Okay? And unlikely is the opposite. It's very unlikely. It's very likely or very unlikely for something. It's very unlikely that it will rain tomorrow. Well, I don't know. I haven't looked at this. It's very unlikely that it will snow tomorrow in Madrid. It's very unlikely that it will snow in Mexico City. It's also very unlikely that it will snow in Lima. I don't know. I haven't checked the forecast, but I don't think it's going to snow there. It is likely that we will have at least 2 or 3 sunny days next week, because where I live, which is in Madrid, Spain, we get a lot of sunny days, and it is likely, it's very likely, it's muy probable, that we will have sunny days next week. It is unlikely that it will rain every day next week. It's possible, but it's very unlikely, improbable. So likely and unlikely, probable, improbable, y probabilidad, the likelihood, okay? The chances, another way of saying, or the chance, what are the chances? The odds. What is the likelihood? What are the odds? What are the odds of it raining every day next week? What is the likelihood of it raining next week? Those basically mean the same thing, but be careful, because with odds, we use a plural. What are the odds? What is the likelihood? Okay? Okay, did you get that? I hope you're paying attention. I hope you're watching. If you're watching on Facebook, join the party. Join the fun. We're live on Facebook, everybody, right now. Aquí estamos en Facebook. A lot of people are writing in, participating. Send us your questions, tus dudas, tus preguntas, tus comentarios, to say, hey, Kyle, let me see the studio. Or whatever, you know, show. You can't, sadly, you can't see Tino from this angle. Desde aquí no. Otro sí, pero desde aquí ahora no. So, anyway. I want to, before we move on, I just want to say thanks to the band for coming in. Jenny and the Mexicats, everybody. Jenny and the Mexicats, their new album is called Fiesta Ancestral. And it comes out tomorrow. Estrena mañana. Sale mañana a la venta. And if you live in Madrid, you can see them tomorrow night at La Riviera. And if you live in Barcelona, you can see them on Saturday night in Barcelona. At, okay, I forget the name of the, no me acuerdo dónde. But their new album is out now. And they're playing, check out their website. For more information, Jenny and the Mexicats. The Mexicats. Not Mexicans, but Mexicats. And they put out a record with, they have a collaboration with Vetusta Morla from Madrid. And a lot of, and some other collaborations on the newest album as well. The latest record that comes out tomorrow. Check it out. A treat having them. But hey, we have more. Tenemos más preguntas. And people writing in, we have Maria Angeles from Bilbao. Hey, Bilbao, cool. A city that I really want to see. I was only in Bilbao once, very briefly. Once or twice. But I need to go back. I need to see it properly. Verlo bien. Right? Hay que verlo bien, ¿eh? And María Ángeles says, hi, Kyle. How would you say estoy haciendo prácticas en una empresa? Or soy becario o becaria. Bueno. Okay. Thank you. Okay. And then she says, ¿qué haría yo sin Vaughan Radio? Me quitaría la mitad de mi vida. Espero que duréis para siempre. Bueno, yo también. I hope we last forever as well. Estoy haciendo prácticas. Now, estoy haciendo prácticas, we could say, I'm doing an internship. Soy becario, I'm an intern. An intern. I-N-T-E-R-N. Intern. I'm an intern, and I'm doing an internship. An internship. Prácticas. I'm doing an internship. Okay. Pablo has a question. Pablo wrote in and he says, hey, Kyle, I got a question for you. How would you say una curva matemática, una curva en la carretera y una mujer con curvas? Bueno, curves. In every case, curves. Curves. A mathematical curve, a curve. A curve in the road or a bend in the road or a turn. But yeah, curve is okay. Be careful. There are a lot of curves up there. Steep. Or sharp turns or curves. Okay. And a woman with curves. Claro. So it's the same word. Yeah, in every case. So that was easy, right? Curves. More people writing in. Facebook is heating up, folks. We got William from Honduras writing in. William's there. And William says, how many levels do I need to study to speak? Levels? Levis? I don't really understand your question, William. I'm sorry. The more you study, the better. But we offer some tools to help you here at Vaughan. And the radio's free. So tune in. Join the fun. Aquí estoy todos los días para ti. I'm here to help you. And today we are on Facebook. Estamos en Facebook. Connect. See, you can see us live in the studio here for the next few minutes. Facebook, Grupo Vaughan, Facebook, everybody. Rafa says, it's a pleasure to say hello from Montevideo. Okay, I saw that one. Kyle, please pronounce words like souvenir and cuisine. Are they pronounced like French, or do they have another pronunciation? Yeah, cuisine. We say souvenir. When I went to Paris, I bought a souvenir. We say souvenir and cuisine. I suppose it's like French, right? In both those cases, souvenir. Yeah. But yeah, we say it. That's what we say, souvenir, cuisine. Okay, Mohammed, thanks for your question, Mohammed. Nice to have you there. Nice to listen to. Rafa says, it's very likely that I'll listen to you tomorrow, Kyle. Well, thank you. I'm glad. Practicing that structure. Hey, we have Patricia writing in from Mexico. Coahuila. I don't know. Tina says, I don't know. Sorry, folks, I don't know that town. Coahuila. Let's say that. Coahuila, Mexico. There we go. Thank you, Patricia, for connecting. Awesome to have you there. William says, Kyle, I don't speak English well, but I will take advice from you to master English well. Bueno, poco a poco, mi amigo. Little by little. Little by little, William. Thank you. Thanks for listening. A lot of people writing in, but my gosh, we're almost out of time. Estamos quedando sin tiempo. Tino, do we have time to go back in time with a little history? He says, bueno. You know what? Forget about the... Should we do the... No, we won't do the jingle. Olvidamos del jingle. No hace falta el jingle. Eh, we don't need that thing. Today, Superman died today. Well, not today, but in 2004, the actor. When I say Superman, I mean the actor, Christopher Reeve. Did you see those old movies, Tino, in the 90s, Los Años 90? Christopher Reeve, right? The Man of Steel. And he'd fly. The first really well done, at least, Superman movies, Christopher Reeve. He was 52, and he died on this day in 2004. Of course, was famous from his role as Superman, and he became paralyzed in 1995 when he fell off a horse. He was riding a horse, he fell off, and he broke his, he ruptured his columna vertebral, no, his spinal cord, and was, it became paralyzed. And he did a lot of work after that to draw awareness, became an advocate for spinal cord research and draw awareness to the possibilities of improving the lifestyle of people living with those injuries. But he passed away sadly on this day in 2004 at the age of 52. Christopher Reeve. We're out of time, everybody, but I want to thank once again Jenny and the Mexicats for joining us in the first half hour of the show. You can see it again if you want to watch it again here on Facebook, or also, of course, evox.com for more with the Drive Time Show. They're playing in Madrid tomorrow night and Barcelona on Saturday. The new record is Fiesta Ancestral. Comes out tomorrow. Thanks to Jenny and the Mexicats. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Vuelve el seminario que tanto éxito está teniendo sobre emprendimiento y liderazgo, con dos líderes, Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado. Y esta vez, Richard Vaughan lo impartirá en inglés. No faltes a esta nueva convocatoria, jueves 24 de octubre, de 16:30 a 20:30 horas, en la sede central de Vaughan, en la calle Orense 69, primera planta. Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/seminario.
And I mean, this is basically it. I mean, I truly believe that we can easily reach an agreement if we just keep pushing them on the budget. And, you know, the fact that they're going to lose a key customer if they don't take the risk.
That's an interesting point, actually. What do you think, Mr. Ramirez?
Yo? I think, excuse me.